Not a smooth transition. That was Ravena with you. This is the first time I'm doing the remote sessions again ever since lockdown, I guess. So it's been a while. So bear with us. Yesterday we couldn't do it because we didn't figure out what we were doing wrong. But let's try if it works tonight. So this new segment, 8:30 till 9:30 on a Tuesday, is Reza After Dark, where I talk about spicy things, juicy things, sexy things. And I have a guest with me here. Hey,
hello,
Jonas.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah, it was good. How are you?
Good. We just had dinner. We're pretty full and we're trying to digest. And funnily enough, we do sit almost in the dark. We have candles here, so it's quite fitting. And I just put a little of pressure on Jonathan saying, so who's this first song, Ravena, close to you? Where's she from? What's she doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm like, is there anything we can say about her? I think she's Indian. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think I really like that vibe of music, like especially talking about like sexy, kinky vibe. There's something really smooth, mellow, gentle.
Yeah. I feel like when music like this comes on, you can almost see somebody undressing to that song. That's what I picture, like a smooth, usually female body that's just like swinging to the tunes. That's what I always see. Anyhow, we have a little playlist today. It's mostly your songs, to be fair. Well, that's fine, you know, I usually play most of my music, so no worries about that. But in general, we wanted to talk about basically just the definition of sexy, what we think is sexy. And you had a few ideas that you're going to share with us soon. But should we play another song?
Let's play that one. Else.
Nothing Else?
Yeah.
From Angus and Julia Stone?
Yeah.
It's from the album...
Snow.
Snow. Do you know when that came out?
I think 2017.
We can check it out on Spotify. But and is there anything that... Why is that song for you sexy or...
I think there is just one... I don't know if sexy as much as it's really romantic and... To me, romantic is really sexy as well. Like, there's a line there that's really touching. I'll let you feel it. Yeah, let's see what you connect.
Okay, let's feel it, guys. Angus and Julia Stone, Nothing Else.
Like everybody else does. You just wanna grow old, sit still while everybody else runs. In the meantime, tell me your star sign, I'll make something up about how you have to fall apart to really be someone. There's nothing else to do here but kiss under the stars. I like you just the way you are. There's nothing else to do here but fall into your arms. I like you just the way. You're not like the other ones. You just wanna go slow, sit still and come undone. In the meantime, you wanna have some fun. Oh, you say you have to fall apart to really be someone. Stars, I like you just the way you are. Nothing else to do here but fall into your arms. I like you just the way you are. Just the way you are.
Twice in the last couple of weeks what music you think, oh, this is sex music, and you thought, I mean, what music do you want to have sex to?
Yeah.
Which can be quite a different thing, right?
Yeah, I find it really hard at first to answer that question, actually, because I don't know if I have music that I like to listen to while having sex, but there's a lot of music I find sexy.
Yeah. So like this one, I feel like, as you said, it's romantic and like soft.
Yeah.
And I think Gila last week, she was like, all the like pounding stuff, you know, like music I want to get pounded to.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's also valid. But yeah, I feel like I have so many like sex playlists, but they're also very cozy and romantic and not per se the sexy lyrics or sexy whatever.
And or the pounding.
The pounding vibe. Not the pounding vibe, actually. I mean, there is certain, like I find Madonna, for example, with her Erotica album. I mean, that's pure sex, right? All of that song, which we probably should play something now that I think about it. But yeah, I felt like you had a hard time first, and then once you start, oh, and this one, and then it just came out. And it's not per se music that other people would say, oh, this is a sexy tune, but it's probably also because you connect something to that song, right? Mm. Like a moment or a feeling or a vulnerability of some sort that is
or a time sexy. In my life. I think in general in music I have like those, like it's in waves, right? Like and those waves like normally can attach to like a partner or a time or something in experience. Yeah, for sure.
And you said the line that she says, what was it about?
You'd say you have to fall apart to really be someone.
Right. Yeah. And that's basically what we've been talking about a lot the last couple of days, is about how vulnerability makes a person so fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Right? If somebody is able to spill their deepest, not just desires, but also fears, or, you know, I always felt if a partner cries in front of me, because it's such an unusual thing still for men to let go of that, you know, got to be manly, got to be tough. But if a partner is willing to show that vulnerable side, I'm like, that is so fucking sexy. There's nothing more that opens you up to that that person's innermost sacred something.
If you want to go there. I really agree. I think in the end, like, sexy, what sexy is for me at least, is like, there's a certain opening up, like there's a certain intimacy. It's like being naked literally in front of the other person.
Stripped.
Like, yeah, stripped. And it's like, you know, in those moments, as you said, like the vulnerability, we're the most naked, we're the most exposed. And like there's something so beautiful to be witness and witness that.
Mm.
And yeah.
That's scary.
Scary, yeah.
So scary.
Yeah. Why is it so scary?
Oh.
Like for me too. But, yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's the whole thing about if somebody or if a partner or somebody that I'm with sees me crying, I feel the initial reaction from that person is, I want to fix whatever is wrong with you.
Mm.
So it's the initial idea. My feeling that I have right now, I don't know, sadness, overwhelm or whatever, it's wrong. And that person wants to fix that. And in this moment, I just feel like I can't be, and I can't just... Again, it's, oh, this is not cool because you want to fix it. So I better not.
Yeah.
So I better not show that. And I still have that.
Mm.
Like, I have that with new partners, or, you know.
Yeah.
Crying in front of someone feels so weird almost.
Wow.
Yeah. Like,
Because then they will try to change it, maybe, to fix it. Like,
yeah.
Like, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you're suffering, or, oh, I said something that upsets you.
Yeah.
Which is what we talked about yesterday. Like, I'm supposed to take care of my emotions. I'm not going to say, you made me feel that way, and I'm crying because you said that. You know, I feel like that's one of the most unsexy things probably to say. Because I feel like, well, you speak your truth, and whatever I do with that and what I go away with, you know, might shed a tear, might feel like a bit hurt, or might have to, like, take myself out of the situation. But at the end of the day, that's my thing, and it sits with me, and it's not your fault.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fix that. What you can do is sit with me and be like, what do you need right now? What can I do? And sometimes that's all it needs, right? Just the reassurance.
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah. Shall we play a kind of fun, sexy song that we heard today? It was playing on the way to dinner. Didn't even know the band was called Inner Circle. And I think it's one of those songs that everybody knows. A la 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 long. And there is something really sexy about this song.
I've been watching you. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long. Come on. A la 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 long. A la 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 long, 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 long. Hey. Standing across the room, I saw you smile. I said I wanna talk to you for a little while. But before I make my move, my emotions start running wild. No lie, looking in your eyes.
Turn off the phone, turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Alton Ellis, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me closer. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if you turn up the sound. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing, forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Nationals and Chronics, which is also like this flowy. Is that R&B?
Ah, it's Anderson .Paak if it's the Free Nationals. That's why it's sounds familiar. Yeah. Okay.
And that's the very, like, again, very flowy.
Yeah.
Very, like, sensual, right?
Yeah.
Like a sensual.
Very kind of foreplay.
Song. Yeah. Very foreplay.
Very foreplay.
It's a foreplay song. We put it on the foreplay list of songs. And while we were outside drinking sexy whiskey and smoking a sexy cigarette, we were saying how consent is sexy. I mean, we're living in an age now where I feel like everybody should know how consent works and what it is and why it is sexy. And then you mentioned something that I haven't heard about.
Yeah, it's something that I kind of went to a few festivals and like there was a few workshops there about that, and it's called the Wheel of Consent. I'm sure that some of you probably heard of that. Like, it is about consent, and the context is about, like, sexual connection. But not only. Like, you can take it to any place, any connection, any relationship in your life, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So the model just speak. Should I get into the model?
If you want to, sure.
Yeah, sure. And just briefly. So we have two dynamics. Like, two main dynamics. So the first one, we have the giver and the receiver. So that is like fairly straightforward. The giver, when you're on that side, means that you are just giving to the person who's receiving. You're not thinking about what you're going to receive back. You're just there to give. You're in service for the receiver. And the receiver on their end, they don't think about what I need to give to the other person, what I owe them. They're just focusing on receiving. And of course, within all that, like, consent and boundaries are really important. What is it that I really want to receive? It's not what I, let's say, if I'm the giver, what I think that is nice. If I like to be caressed, let's say, firmly, and you want a really gentle touch at that moment, so I need to listen to you. So you need to come out with what makes you feel good and what's within your boundaries. Then I need to think, is it within my boundaries to give that? Can I be just in the giver there? And then we exchange that. So that's one dynamic. The other dynamic is a dynamic that I feel that most of us are not playing enough with, but is really important, actually, which is the take and allow. Now, take sounds bad, right?
Harsh.
Yeah, sounds really harsh, like I'm taking something from someone. But as kids, we used to take a lot. For example, let's say that there is an adult and the kids are all climbing on the adults and like using him like a tree, right? So in that sense, the kids are taking from the adult because they're using his body for their own pleasure, right? And the adult is allowing that. So he's in the allowing. Meaning when I'm in the take position, I'm doing the action, but I'm the receiver of that.
Yeah, makes sense.
So whatever it is that I'm doing in the take part, I do for my pleasure, but I'm using the body of the other person.
Yeah.
And that's a very important dynamic that I feel that most of us, I can speak for myself, but a lot of people that I also spoke with can struggle with, right? Like it feels really egoistic, but I'm doing something just for myself.
Yeah.
I'm kind of using the other person, but actually there is something very liberating, there is something really authentic, there is something also really vulnerable about that.
Like, yeah.
How many times it's really hard for us to actually go for what we want in life in general, right? Like,
totally.
And own what we want and
say it,
do
ask
it.
For it, you know?
Mm.
And I think this is where the taking gets a bit weird, because of course you don't want to just take for the sake of taking, you know, in a sexual situation. The person you take from is aware that that's happening. It's a little bit like the whole sub-dom situation,
absolutely.
Right? If you want to be submissive or dominant, both sides agree to that,
yeah.
And it's within the boundaries of consent or whatever you discussed beforehand.
Exactly. Like, the whole thing that needs to circle that model is consent. Like, mm-hmm. everything needs to be consent, everything needs to be spoken about, what the boundaries, what are the limits, because mm-hmm. then that makes it healthy. Otherwise, it's in the shadows.
Yeah.
If I'm allowing things that I'm actually not feeling comfortable with, that gets into the shadow, can be very traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And same for the taker, by the way. Because if the taker then realized that he did something that the other person was not within their boundaries, it's also very harmful. Mm. Yeah, so I think when we get to a point where we feel comfortable enough to be as authentic, to share what our boundaries, what our desires, and to know where in these roles I'm standing, because any interaction that we have with anyone, especially when it's sexual, we are in one of those positions within the situation. It's not that necessarily I feel like we have to be verbal. I feel like people that know each other, we can communicate through body language and we can feel each other as well. But definitely there is something really sexy actually to talk about it.
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
Like, before you go and do something, like, yes, that's what we're going to do. That's the dynamic that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's also, that's where I feel like, again, foreplay, you know, when, for example, like, when you and I didn't have sex and we were talking about it, you know, or sexting about what we do when this and this happened. And there is so much tension building to that, to talk about, oh, I actually like this and then I would like you to do that. And just test the waters and like, okay, what do I receive when I say that? Do I receive a, fuck yeah, that's super hot? Or like, well, actually, yeah, I've never done this before. I'm really interested to figure that out. Or actually, that's not really my vibe. And then being like, oh, because we do this in a playful way, it doesn't feel like, oh, I said something wrong and now I feel taken aback. And now I'm like, this is terrible. Now how to come back from that? And because you said that's one thing I wanted to touch on before we play another song, you guys. Please, after that. just throwing that in here. Is the whole, I see that with my friends, how they teach their children consent early on, you know?
Right.
Young kids don't have boundaries. They grab you somewhere, they touch you somewhere, they are really violent with their bodies sometimes.
Mm.
And being like, hey, do you see that you're doing this to so-and-so? And she said no. If she says no, you kind of like need to let go, you know?
Wow.
And on the other side, I remember as a kid, it was like, go sit on the auntie's lap and give her a kiss, you know? And I was like, but auntie smells. I don't want to sit on auntie's lap, you know? And I said no, but I was still forced to do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what plays into today's issue with, well, I can't really say no or say how I feel about it because then I will upset someone, and we don't want that. We don't want to upset people. We're people pleasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
absolutely
massive. What's the next song we're going to play?
Let's play Nature's Joint.
Nature's Joint from, how do you say, is it O?
Yeah, so it's like a symbol, the name of the artist.
Yeah.
But I think that her name, her stage name is The Sundrop Garden.
Oh, The Sundrop Garden. Okay, let's do it. Nature's Joint.
Things of that I was just thinking 2 weeks ago. It says, don't forget the grains of sand that hold their secrets. They know exactly why they are here. Without the words they don't need or have, they see it clear without eyes to steer themselves in the rubble. No sense of nerves, but a vibrant consciousness that happens without fear. Stay near to the point of nature's joint.
Oh,
song, the Sundrop Garden, very spheric. Also a song where I feel like somebody just gets undressed too.
Yeah.
And flowy hip movement.
I imagine myself like in a tropical forest, yeah. And like it's like this chasing and like hiding.
Sweaty shit.
Yeah.
So if, again, speaking of sexy, I think what I said when I first introduced this to you, that, hey, come to my show and we talk about sexy. And you're like, oh, I would like to talk about this, 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 this. And then I was like, it's so interesting to understand, like, what is sexy for one person might be completely different to someone else. So if I'd ask you, what are the top three sexy, I don't know, things or behaviors? Doesn't have to be outfits or physical appearance, but what are the three most sexy things that a person can bring into a relationship? Any kind of thing.
Necessarily in a sexual interaction, or
can sexy be in a non-sexual interaction, is the question?
Yeah, definitely. I think like sexy could be like in that flirty vibe, like before anything even happens.
But
right?
That still leads to being flirty. You're not being flirty because you want to be friends. You're being flirty because sexual tension.
But sometimes there is a sexual tension and like you can't really do anything.
Yeah,
about that.
Sure. But it's still...
But it's still that, yeah.
Yeah. So let's say
okay,
sexy things.
Say sexy. I think for me, I really enjoy to play with the dynamic of dominant and submissive. And for you that hear us, maybe you imagine straight away like, I don't know, electric shocks and like crazy spanking and a purple ass. So I don't necessarily think that it needs to be there, but something about the dynamic that there is someone who is like fully there, like showing their power. I very much enjoy both positions. To be in. So those are two things, like to be really submissive and like see my partner really taking so much pleasure for doing whatever it is that make her feel pleasure, from touching my body, from whatever
taking.
It is. Yeah. And for me to be there in that place of the dominant, like the power is in my hands, like I can really show up, really be owning everything that I want, and obviously knowing that it's all in consent, like allows me to let loose and really explore those realms, I guess. And the third one,
was that two?
Those were two. Yeah, you said three.
Yeah, but what was the two? I thought that was
one dominant, one submissive.
Oh, okay, whatever. I'll let that. Yeah. Okay, we'll count that. That's fine.
We'll count that.
if you have to,
I think. I think I really like eye contact.
Yeah, I've noticed. You're an eye contact person. Yeah, freaked me out first time.
Yeah, you did.
I know, I could not handle it.
It was really hard for you.
Mm.
Why?
Well, because I didn't know you at the beginning.
Okay.
And I was getting to know you. And I always feel like if somebody is... I mean, staring sounds rude, but if somebody... if somebody looks at you that... not just intensely, but also intentively. It's the whole, like, you can see that person wanting to see right through you.
Yeah.
You know, like, the whole deep into your soul, blah, blah, blah. And it feels like, oh, you're, like, peeling away the layers. And I'm getting to a point where I can't hide who I am anymore. And I can't cover up shit.
Yeah.
And I have to be who I...
who
you see in that moment, and I'm like, oh wow. And it feels a bit overwhelming with some people, or in a new relationship particularly. But I've gotten better.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've talked about it as well, and then you told me that, and then I was like, yeah, to me, like, actually it's like such a turn on that I don't need to say anything, and like I feel that the person is seeing right through me.
Yeah.
Wow, it's mysterious. It's like, what's in there, you know? Yeah.
So here's my
What's yours?
Well, one thing I already said, vulnerability. If a person, or not just vulnerability, I think what was lacking in my past relationships was the ability to connect with one's own feelings and not just I'm good, I'm bad, I'm sad, I'm happy, but all the different layers of feelings in between. My partners weren't able to either feel or express that, and never comes out right in the relationship dynamic. It always backfires. So somebody who's really sitting with himself or herself in that matter, I really find that very sexy, and it's a big turn on. Like, ooh, you know what you want. You know who you are.
Mm.
You know how to talk about stuff that's going on. And you, or you know what you need to do today because you don't feel good, you know? And you can talk about it and not make it about me because it's not about me, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's one thing. The other thing that I've noticed... Well, what I really enjoy and that's a very sexual thing though, what is really sexy, which I also do think a lot of men lack, is the expressing pleasure with sound.
Yeah.
So many men have like this grunting, holding back, you know? I mean, that is the worst. It's like such a turnoff. It almost makes me like, well, are you a pig? Like, you know, it's not a sexy animal that you're trying to imitate. And I remember I once told a partner to, like, hey, just open your mouth. Just open it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even need to let anything. Just open it. And the moment he opened his mouth, it, like, all came flooding out. And he had, like, a, I don't know, a fucking 30-second orgasm and didn't know what the fuck was happening. I'm like, see? There you go. You need to let it go somewhere, right? It's a release. It's the same with crying, you know? It's a release of something inside of you that just needs to get out. So I feel like if somebody cannot access that in bed, which is the biggest release, you know, to have an orgasm or to be with someone, the biggest vulnerable moment probably.
Exposed.
Very exposed. If you can't, make sound to that, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. Anyhow, if you just tuned in, we're another 15 minutes into Reza After Dark talking about sexy shit. I'm Reza, and with me is
Jonathan.
There you go. And we're gonna do one of my songs. I just heard that one the other day. It's Tusks for You. I think it's also more in the electronic, softy, cozy, comfy side. Thank you. feel like almost that's the music you want to have sex to, you know, because it's so inviting.
That was a nice one. That was a very nice one, actually.
And it's so, like, I don't know, romantic is the wrong word.
It's flowy.
Yeah.
It's water-like.
Yeah. We were talking offline, because we're like, oh, we're talking about sexy and vulnerable, and sexy and vulnerable and vulnerable and sexy. And then I was like, ooh, I want to ask Yona when he feels like he's seen me the most vulnerable in the, mind you, 5 weeks that we've known each other. So, what do you think?
I think that the most vulnerable... First of all, I would want to see you more vulnerable. I'll say that.
Yeah.
But I think that the most vulnerable that I've seen you so far was in that phone call that we had.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? Yeah, that was very... Share.
Yeah, of course. Share. Please share.
Yeah, so it was like a week that we hadn't seen each other, and like on that week, I just needed more space for myself. Mm. I needed to do more my things, and I could feel that you were more engaging towards the connection, and I kind of knew that a part of you maybe feels like, oh, I'm not interested, or I don't care, or whatever. And I didn't want to communicate that I just need my space in a text message. So that was very beautiful of you that you initiated the call. You said, yeah, I want to have a call. And I could feel that there is something. And very simply, straightforward, no more than one sentence. Mm. You just said, yeah, last night I was thinking that maybe we're going apart and maybe you're pushing away. And at the same time that I was thinking about that, like, I also told myself, no, that's probably stories that I'm telling myself, but I just want to bring it out.
Mm.
And, like, you even told me, yes, I let myself feel it, and I cried, and which was so beautiful. It was so honest, and straight away I could just say what was my truth and my authenticity, that, yes, for sure, you didn't made it up, and I was more away on that week, but it has nothing to do with you. It's just about me needing to... Yeah, have my own space and do my own things and take care of a few stuff.
Yeah,
I find it very... I actually found it extremely loving that you came so exposed like that. Mm. And just say it and not keep it to yourself. Like, I think a lot of the time there's a tendency like to keep to ourselves. Oh, if it's not real, if it's not real...
Why bother?
Yeah. Why to bring it up? But no, like, it, I felt very close. I felt very intimate to you. So, yeah, that was nice.
But you also said you don't think you have seen the full vulnerable Reza side.
Absolutely, I haven't seen the full.
No, you haven't.
I know that. Which is fair enough. We're not much other than that.
But also, I have noticed that whenever I did have moments of, I don't know, shedding a tear here and there for whatever reason, I immediately felt like, oh, I don't want him to see that. It's like, the thing is, in my head, I know rationally that you would just be like, oh, babe, what's going on? Give me a hug. And then either ask, do you want to talk about it, or you just want me to give you a hug? And then it's, but you know, you would be the last person to be like, oh my God, what's going on? And this is a fix.
Yeah.
But still, there's such an innate feeling of having someone else see you cry, because I always got told off for crying, right? That it's just such a, no, you don't do that in front of someone else. And here's me, I cry so much. I cry all the time. About happy shit, about bad shit. Like, I'm just a crier for release, you know?
Yeah.
Had a stressful day, feel a bit anxious, oh, let's just cry it out. So I find it really weird that I can't do that in front of someone I'm really comfortable with. And I feel like I am really open towards, and I don't feel like I'm playing a role.
Yeah. To me, it's such a turn on.
That I don't play a role.
No, to see someone's crying.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah.
We can fix that.
Cry now.
Make me cry right now. Speaking of playing a role, wasn't that a question that you... Oh, yes.
You wanted to ask me something.
I asked you what you thought about my...
Okay.
And then you said something about if I play a role... If I think I need to play a role in bed.
Yeah.
The short answer is no. I feel pretty free in bed with you? I feel like the first couple of times it was like a checking in, like how it is the first couple of times. You're like, you're not certain what the other person might want or how is yeah, this cool. Discovery. You know, it's discovery, and we're still in that in that early stages where that's very much a thing. But I did notice, and we also talked about that, that I still struggle with saying, now do this, or now I want that, or, yeah, just be more direct about, yeah, this is nice and all that, but I actually would like this, but I'm not going to ask because it's fine too, you know?
Yeah.
How about you?
The short answer is yes.
You do play a role.
I mean, I say my tendency will be to play a role in the sense of, like, I feel those expectations on myself to keep hard, to keep long, to focus on what the other person feels, to focus on if you enjoy and if you're going to have an orgasm. You know, it's not really playing a role as much as the focus is towards you more than my partner, you know, than on me. That's the short answer, but I do see myself how with every relationship, like, very quickly within the first time or even before the first time, I can just come clean and say that, like, I told you that, like, really, before we even were sexual, you know, like, I told you, those are my fears, those are the stuff that are, I feel like coming on my way, that's what it is, like, be with me with that, you know, so, definitely, for me, I think, many men are feeling those expectations, and I guess women as well on their own things, but definitely to stay long, don't come quick, the heart, and like, just talking about that, like, already is so easy.
I think the funny thing is, like, and I told you about that, my biggest fear was like, oh my god, a circumcised penis, what do I do with that? Because I've had a few situations where it definitely put me off because I didn't know what to work with there. And that was my biggest problem. It was like nothing else was a thing. And I'm like, but what if I can't, if I don't know what to do with it? And then I suck at it.
And how do you feel now?
No, it's fine. I feel like I'm okay. Am I okay?
I think you're really good.
Good. Okay, let's do one more song and then say Salt and Pepper. So... Dope Lemon, do you want to say something about the artist?
So Dope Lemon is, we played earlier Angus and Julia Stone, so these are two brothers, so that's, Dope Lemon is the project of Angus, the guy. Yeah, the music is very kind of like dopey, mellow, psychedelic, chill, and sexy.
You write it when you're stoned and you edit it when you're sober.
Write it high, edit sober.
Yeah.
I think that's the vibe of this guy.
Okay, absolutely. Here's Salt and Pepper from Dope Lemon.
Thank you. wanna have a good time. Gonna float away, lift our feet from the ground. Shake a little soap and pepper, we'll float back to yours. Cause all she wanna do is lift her feet from the ground for a little while. Turn that rainbow face upside down, baby girl.
Consent given. Okay, you guys, have a beautiful rest of your night. This was a remote show from me, Reza. And now I'm trying to get it as smooth as possible to get you back into the radio stuff. Take care. Nein! If you like random, I'm a grave digger. Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglen Community Radio.
Reglenradio.com.